We want to welcome you again to another opportunity for us just to listen to God's word and to be ministered to. I realize that we usually gather on Good Friday and we have communion, and we just thought it would be a good opportunity for us to do it online. And so we're going to invite you to join with me in communion. I invite you to do so. Maybe you want to put this segment on pause for just a moment and just prepare your communion so you can join with me. Well, let me pray. Father, we just thank you today. Lord, we thank you for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you with the stripes that were placed on the back of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can experience healing, even in our physical bodies. So, Lord, we just want to pause and thank you for the sacrifice that was made on Calvary's cross for our redemption, that our sins would be forgiven. We thank you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." But verse 28 says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another." Now, I've chosen to read all the scriptures today so that we can understand the context for which communion is taken. It's a very serious manner, and I think it's important as we read these scriptures that we see the importance of examining ourselves, that we come to the table of the Lord and we ask the Holy Spirit to look into our life to see if there's anything there that we need to ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us and to purify us. So I want to take a moment before we go to the first few verses, to just give you an opportunity to say, "Lord Jesus, if there's anything in my life that's not pleasing to you right now, Lord, if there's any attitude, if there's any unforgiveness, Father, we just want to come before you and ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us and to purify us. And your word is so clear. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we don't want to take the sacrifice that you made on Calvary's cross, Lord, for granted. We want to approach your table today, Lord, with a clean hands and a pure heart. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would just wash away our sins and cleanse us and purify us, we ask today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to verse 23 again. "For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake together. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake together. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." And I want to pray. I want to take a moment and pray for those that may be listening to this tape and you're sick. You need a healing in your physical body. You know, part of the atonement is the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I've already quoted, with his stripes, we are healed. So I want to take a moment to pray for those who may have an ailment today. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that through the blood of Jesus Christ that we can claim healing for our physical bodies. And Lord, I pray for those that are listening today that are suffering. Lord, I just pray that the healing power of Christ would flood through their bodies right now. Father, I just pray, Lord, today that faith would arise in hearts and lives to believe for a mighty miracle in Jesus' name. Father, we know that you're still a miracle-working God. And so, Father, I just pray for those healings to take place. I just pray for those miracles to take place in hearts and lives today in the name of Jesus. And as people are listening to this tape, Lord, I just pray that they would reach out to you right now and claim healing for their physical bodies. And I ask it today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to get into his word today. We want to thank the Lord for the opportunity to read the scriptures and let the Holy Spirit speak to us. And again, I just welcome you. I want to say a special welcome to Grace Christian Fellowship. We're separated because of this pandemic. We're all in our homes, but we can listen to this message and we can be challenged in our walk with the Lord. So if you have your Bibles today, I'd like you to turn with me to Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And I know today is Resurrection Sunday. And we are celebrating the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead. And we are celebrating like we've never celebrated before. Because we're not here in church. As I said, we're in our homes. And so this is kind of a unique situation that we're facing today. But we can still praise the Lord that Jesus is alive and that he lives within our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I also believe that the world and the church is being shaken. It's a shaking that's ordered by God. And I want to read Romans chapter 13, verse 11. "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you that as we open up our hearts to receive your word, Lord, you are going to speak to us today. Lord, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit that's present even as this message is going forth. Your Holy Spirit is anointing the message in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that as this word is delivered, that hearts and lives will be challenged to draw closer to you in this hour. Father, I am praying, and there are so many people praying for a mighty revival to break open, Lord, in our churches across this nation, Lord. Father, I am praying for every pastor and every evangelist that you would strengthen them today, O God, that they would feel and know that you have not left them, but that you are with them, O God, to enable them to deliver your word under the power and unction of the Holy Spirit. Father, I just thank you today, Lord, that you're allowing all this to take place, O God. You're allowing this to happen for a reason and for a purpose. And so, Father, I pray that you would open up our spiritual eyes today in the name of Jesus, that we would perceive, that we would understand what you're doing in this hour. And Father, I'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to go back to verse number 11 and do this knowing the time. What time is it? It's a time of spiritual preparation. It's a time of spiritual preparation. A pause. Someone has said a pause. To reevaluate our inward lives. I think all of us know by reading the Bible, especially the New Testament, we can come to the conclusion and understanding that Jesus is coming soon. And the events that we're seeing around the world today are the beginning of sorrows. And the question today is, are we asleep to the things of God? That's what that scripture is saying. It's time to awake out of spiritual sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Question again is, have I become lukewarm in my walk with God? Have I allowed things to crowd Jesus out of my life? And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. Let's go there. I want to look at this verse, set of verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 29. But this I say, brethren, again, the time is short. Can I say it again? The time is short. Jesus is coming soon. Everything is coming together according to the scriptures, according to the overall plan of God. And so we can say with confidence, the time is short. So that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had none. Those who weep as though they did not weep. Those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice. Those who buy as though they did not possess. And those who use this world as not misusing it. For the form of this world is passing away. Now these are very interesting scriptures when you really think about them and meditate about them. But in essence, what these scriptures are saying to us, they are speaking to us about priorities. What are the priorities in our lives? Who's at the top? What is the most important priority in your life? It has to be God. It has to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to be number one. Above everything else, he has to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace and the Almighty God. We can't allow anything to rob us of our relationship with God. We need to get back to the basics. I want to declare this today. We need to get back to the basics. You say, Pastor David, what are the basics? The basics are praying and reading His Word. God is giving us this time so we can pray, we can read the Word without distraction. And the Bible says in these verses also, don't go by your feelings. Don't let your feelings govern you. Be governed by the Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit of God lead you into prayer. Let the Spirit of God lead you into the depths of His Word. Then it says, don't let the spirit of the world take hold of your life. This is talking about materialism. Center in on God in your life. That's what's really important. To center in on God in your life. Now I want to go to Daniel chapter 9, beginning at verse 3. Because we're talking about today, extreme times require extreme measures. And we are living in extreme times. And so spiritually, we need to take extreme measures. Daniel knew as he was praying, and I'm going to read this prayer that he offered to God. Daniel knew there was a problem, a crisis. And his solution to the situation was an extended time of prayer. The Bible says he prayed for 21 days. I wonder how many of us could shut ourselves away in a closet and pray for 21 straight days. But Daniel realized the situation that he was in, that the people of Israel were in. And so he took matters into his hands and he got before God and began to pray. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a week, 2 weeks, 21 days he prayed. The Bible says in verse 3, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant and mercy with those who love Him and with those who keep His commandments. Look at verse 5. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and to our princes and to our fathers and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face as it is this day. To the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those far off and all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. Verse 8, O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Man, these are really powerful verses. And I just want to go over them one by one. Verse 3 says, his prayers included a time of fasting and mourning. Why? Because of the condition of the spiritual lives of the people of Israel. Friends, I think we can all say today that Canada needs a revival. We need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit one more time for our nation, from coast to coast to coast. We need it. And here Daniel was fasting and praying and mourning. His heart was burdened because of the condition of the spiritual lives of those who called themselves a part of Israel. Verse 5 says, a deep inward cry of repentance, a willingness to turn away from sin and turn towards God fully and completely. Verse 6, Daniel says the people were not listening to their righteous spiritual leaders. In this case, it was the prophets that God brought to the people of Israel to declare to them the way in which they should go. And they said, oh, we don't want to listen to those guys. We want to do our own thing. We want to walk in our own paths. And yet, God kept sending them prophets and spiritual leaders to declare to them the right path to take, and they kept resisting and resisting and resisting. Verse 7, it says, he confesses the unfaithfulness of God's people. You know, I believe that the state of our nation has a lot to do with the state of the church, where we are spiritually in our own personal lives. Verse 8 and 9, Daniel appeals to God's mercy and forgiveness. And I want to speak today to every person out there that's praying and seeking the face of God. This is the time to ask God for mercy. This is the time to say, oh God, forgive us as a nation. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquities. Come one more time and bring the conviction of the Holy Spirit to our lives. Daniel appeals because he knew that God was merciful, and he knew God was forgiving. The Bible says if judgment begins, it must begin in the house of God. It has to begin with us. It has to begin with those that are born again of the Spirit of the living God. That the Lord would come to us and minister to us, and we would reach out to him with all of our hearts and with all of our souls and with all of our minds. Friends, we are living in extreme times, and this demands extreme spiritual actions. We can no longer be nonchalant about our walk with God. And I believe God is providing a window of opportunity for us as believers to grow deep, deep in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to challenge you today. Instead of reading one chapter of the Bible, why not read two? Instead of praying for 15 minutes, why not pray for 30? And what I said last week, let me say it again. I am praying that that hunger and that thirsting for God would grow in you today in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray that right now. Father, I just pray for every believer that's listening to this message, oh God. I am praying that deep within their hearts, deep within their spirits, that hunger would begin to grow, that thirsting would begin to grow in the name of Jesus. Lord, they would begin to break through in their prayer life. They would begin to break through in that time in the Word. You would begin to speak to them, Lord, as they open up their Bibles and begin to read and begin to study. Lord, they are going to experience spiritual breakthroughs in their lives. I pray for all of us that are in our homes, oh God, as we get on our knees and begin to pray, Father, that the sleep would leave us and there would be a new fire that would burn in our lives once again. Father, that we would be like Daniel, that whatever it takes, Lord, we're going to pray until we see a mighty breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am praying that our priorities would change during this pandemic. Lord, you might have been at the bottom of the list, but I'm praying that you'll be brought to the top of the list in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying for people as they're listening to this prayer and have heard this message, that something would touch them, that the Holy Spirit would get a hold of their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that people right now would drop to their knees in their living room, in their kitchen, wherever they're listening to this tape, and they would begin to call out to you and say, God, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my lukewarmness, oh God. Let that fire burn in me once again. Let that love for you burn in me once again, oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit would do that work in every single heart, I pray. Lord, I am asking you to bring divine revelation to us in this hour in the name of Jesus. Father, I am praying for the pastors. I'm praying for every congregation, Lord, that we would put our pettiness aside. We would put those things that divide us aside, that there would come such a unity in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you pray with me, those that are listening to this tape, that there would come a new spirit of unity within the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would come together as church, and we would begin to call upon the name of the Lord. We would begin to pray and say, oh God, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us. Bring a new anointing to the church. Bring a new anointing to our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm praying right now, Lord. Father, I know this is such a simple message that I've preached today, and I pray, oh God, that beyond these scriptures that I've read, that people would be impacted by the prayers that are being delivered right now in the name of Jesus. I pray against every lying spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm praying against every oppressive spirit that's attacking your people right now and making them fearful and making them anxious. Lord, I come against those spirits in the name of Jesus, and I command them to come off of God's people in Jesus' name. Lord, let the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh God, I'm praying for every backslider that's listening to this tape, that they will recognize that it's time to come home. It's time to come back to Jesus, to find repentance and to find grace in our time of need. Oh God, just do that work, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let us not sleep any longer. Oh God, let us awake, for our redemption draweth nigh. Oh, God, I'm praying right now, Lord, that everyone who listens to this message and hears these prayers will be touched in their innermost being, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as a church, we've gotten away from prayer. We've gotten away from intercession. Lord, let those ministries come to life again, I pray. Oh God, oh God, I pray for you today that are listening to this tape. I know you have needs. I know there are things that are burdening your heart. God knows what they are. And God is concerned for your situation. Just reach out to Him. Those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh God, let your people cry out to you in the name of Jesus. I want to speak to every person that's listening to this tape. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus Christ. This is the moment. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to receive Christ. And Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that someone who's listening to this message will bow, will kneel, and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. Come into my life. Transform me. In the name of Jesus. Friends, I want you to know that he who comes to God, he will in no way turn aside. If you'll come to him today, his mercy and grace can transform your life and change you. And I just pray today, as I come to the end of this message, that the Holy Spirit would do that mighty work in your life. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Amen.
When I lose my step and I fall down again.